For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 160.
Oh, this is the day. Yes. This is the day that I have been waiting for all my life.
Just
guys,
revel in all of it, Demetria.
Yes. Oh, you know, these are the big ones for me.
I know.
I really love it. It feels like I've accomplished something.
Yeah. 160. We've done this 160 times. Probably more than that, because remember that one time that we didn't record?
Oh, yes. One time. Yes. No. This is a big deal. I feel like it's like marks and milestones to me, because it means like, this is a big deal. Like 160, we're closer to 200, and 200 is a really big deal.
I mean, here's the thing. If there's 52 weeks a year, we're doing one a week. Like, we're just flying through these.
Well, yes. Because really, I'm trying to think about the timeline. I think what we did, we only missed maybe three, like a holiday one.
Yeah.
One we didn't do. So this has been a long time coming from a just little small idea you had.
We take no breaks.
No, we're here for you guys all the time.
Consistency is key.
Yes.
How are you? What's new?
I am good. I feel like I've watched more things in the last week than anybody on earth, with the combination of all of the BravoCon stuff I was trying to follow online, and then all of the new shows and the shows I already have. Like, it's been a lot.
I definitely avoided Instagram like Friday and Saturday, and then I got a little bit into it Sunday, but I was like, I don't need this. Like, it's just too much.
It was a lot. Like, I can't imagine being there and having to try to follow all of that.
What I don't know, we're going to talk all about, but like, how did Kenya do that all day, then go to Usher, then wake up and do it all over again?
Right.
Carl and somebody were at the Raiders game on Sunday, and then they showed up at the panels on Sunday afternoon. Like, what? Like, how did y'all? And Katy Perry was in town. Usher.
Because it's Vegas.
I know.
A lot of them went to Usher. I mean, you can't not go to Usher. I'm telling you, I've seen it twice. You got to go.
You didn't tell me that he's shirtless and grinding on people.
I didn't feel like I needed to tell you that. I felt like when I told you two times, it was fantastic and you needed to watch it, that was enough for me to tell you.
You know that shirtless men are my weakness. Do you think he would grind on me?
No.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
He's also 5'9".
He looks for like the famous women, because they're like, you know, they could chat about it and be like, is it cool if I do this, whatever.
Well, yeah, it's go viral usually. Also,
yes. But yeah, I mean, it's just always like, man, I'm telling you, when I watched it, I was like, this, I gotta come back. And the show wasn't even over yet, and I was thinking, I need to come back. It is phenomenal.
Is there another one after this? Can I just stay here in my seat?
I'm telling you, it's just so entertaining from start to finish, and he looks so good.
I mean, he's killing it out here. I mean, I would totally ship him and Kenya.
Yes. I mean,
get it, girl.
And she, you know, with Kenya being the old like video vixen that they used to have on the scene.
Wow.
You know, right? I forgot sometimes like how many videos she was actually in the back of the day. But I would make time. If I was in town for BravoCon, I would squeeze something else in and do that Usher show, if anything. The Raider game, maybe not so much, but definitely the Usher show.
I mean, people went to Adele, Katy Perry. I mean, it, like, Vegas must have been insane.
Vegas was insane last week, because there was the Raiders game going on, which was like a big, huge game. And then BravoCon was going on. There was a bunch of Bachelor people in town for some reason, because I saw like Justin was posting that he was with some of the people from BravoCon.
Oh.
So there was all kinds of stuff going on.
Interesting.
So it occupied my brain. And yeah. So I spent a lot of time following that. I didn't really watch anything new. Obviously I binged all of Selling Sunset already.
Oh, how is it?
It is good, but It's just crazy. It's like, can we just see some houses, sell some houses? Like, they show you a house each episode, but it's like, then it gets right into the drama of it all. Brie, I love. She just gives no fucks.
She had sex with Michael B. Jordan?
OMG. And then she said today, like, I did not know they were going to catch that on film.
Like, how do these... Right. I hate that shit.
Right.
Like, you arrived at the restaurant, you got mic'd up, you sat down, and there was a camera at the... girl.
Yeah. She was like, I didn't think that it was going to actually, like, they were going to catch it or something along those lines. And it was like, if you admit you slept with Michael B. Jordan, they're going to catch it and they're going to show it.
Nick Cannon said it must have been before him. But I'm like, there wasn't a lot of time between Johnny Manziel and him.
Because
her divorce was finalized in 2021. She was pregnant in 2022.
Yeah.
I mean, good for her, girl.
Her divorce was finalized, but I think they maybe were separated for a while.
Yeah. I mean, if you can go from Johnny Manziel to Michael B. Jordan... You better go buy a lotto ticket, girl. You just struck it rich.
I mean, yeah. I was just like, first of all, if you got to sleep with Michael B. Jordan, how did you get to Nick Cannon? Because I would have hung on to Michael B. Jordan for dear life.
You know who did hang on to him is that bitch Lori Harvey.
Oh, God.
Sorry, she's not a bitch. I just don't understand how she can't keep a man.
Well, I don't think it's that she can't keep them. I think she just quickly moves on from them.
Why doesn't she want to keep the men? That's the question.
That's what I would like to know. But also, I think it's like kind of the same thing. Like, well, guys date girls and then move on. Like, she's just doing the same thing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but they were both catches. Anyway.
They're always both catches. Hello? Like, 2 years of Michael B. Jordan. Why'd you leave that?
Let me tell you, if I ever end up in that man's house, you're going to need a police escort to get me out of there.
Seriously, right? Like, she had Lewis Hamilton, Justin Combs.
Who? This is all Lori Harvey?
Yes.
Justin Holmes is kind of cute.
She's had a long line.
She's like the Taylor Swift of this generation.
Surely is. Surely is. So good for her. Hey, I just, every time it's like, now what? What's next? Like, who's it gonna be?
Where do you go from Michael B. Jordan to Dameson to now?
I can't even tell you. Don't go to Drake. That's all I know. Stay that's off. Oh,
you will
stay
cut her.
Out. Do not.
She wants all those Birkins.
Oh, well, you don't get them.
Those got the big Demetria name all over them.
Those are mine. I'm just trying to make my way to Canada to claim my property. Don't touch it. So yeah, that's it. I mean, I watched Selling Sunset. The reunion is next Wednesday, so it'll be interesting to see like where things are. Kind of with all the same other shows, like, I don't know how anybody's friends. Seems like everybody fights. I don't even know what's going on.
Do you miss Heather Ray El Moussa?
No, she was in the beginning for like 2 seconds and then that was it.
I love that she keeps posting that, like, check me out. I'm there for a couple of minutes. Like, why do you keep telling us this? We'll see you. Yeah. It's not helping you at all to promote your 3 second scene.
Yeah, it's, jeez. I mean,
I cannot.
It's like literally she's like as pregnant as humanly possible. And then she leaves and that's it. So that's all we
never,
get.
Never to be heard from again.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, but obviously like, it doesn't impact things too much, to be honest with you. It doesn't. It's really doesn't. But anyway, so that was it. I just watched that. My shows, Basketball Wives. I'm behind on the challenge. I need to catch up on that this week. Kardashians, of course. I'm up on that. It's just still light and fun. This episode was just kind of like, okay, Khloe and Chris are wrapping up their last fight. Kim went with
until the next one.
Yes, their last fight. Kim went with Chris Appleton when he gets married and she marries them in Vegas. Just stuff like that. So it was cute. It was fun.
Got it.
But that's it. How about you?
Okay, so I love me a movie, so it's time for Greg's movie hour. I watched The Burial.
Okay, I don't know.
Jamie Foxx, Tommy Lee Jones. I think it's on Netflix. It's a true story of how this like funeral home conglomerate was trying to take over. They were like, I think Canada based. You haven't seen this at all?
No.
Oh, it's, oh my God. Jamie Foxx is like incredible. Like, just give him the Oscar. So Tommy Lee Jones is a funeral home. He owns his own little, like, he owns like nine, I think, throughout like Southern Mississippi or something. Goes to get acquired. They offer him a deal. They end up sending him the deal, but they never signed it. And so he needed the money really bad because he was about to lose everything. And so he tried to like hold their feet to the fire, but they were trying to stall him until he went out of business. And they were just going to buy him up anyway. But they've been buying up like 1,900 funeral homes in the US or something. And so he hires, I think he's got like an intern or like a young lawyer on his side, young black kid. And he goes, and the kid's like, you have to get this lawyer, Jamie Foxx. He's in Florida, whatever, but he's a personal injury attorney. And they're like, he's never going to do it. Like, what does he have? He's got no skin in the game. He doesn't know anything about contract law. Like, we can't use him. Well, they end up like talking Jamie Foxx into it just based on like race and like what this company is trying to do to the funeral industry. They call it the death expense industry. I forget what it's called. But it's a true story of how this personal injury attorney came on board to take on this massive conglomerate. And it's like, it's so good. You have to watch it. It's so good. And then I watched Quiz Lady.
Oh, I've been wanting to watch that. How so is that?
It's good. It has its funny moments because Awkwafina can't help but be funny. I find her hilarious. The story is a little bit, like the plot wise and like things that happen, you're like, okay, that doesn't really make sense. However, Awkwafina is a standout star. She's fantastic. It was good. I wouldn't watch it again. Like, I would watch The Burial again today. I would not watch The Quiz Lady again, but it was like really interesting to kind of see how like people go viral and all of that. And then I'm all over the place. So then I was like, I got my bill from Apple TV. And I was like, I forgot that I still pay for Apple TV Plus. So I was like, I wonder what's on there. And I watched The Last Thing You Said to Me. It's Jennifer Garner. And it's actually based in Sausalito, which is like wild. They live on a houseboat in Sausalito. It's 7 episodes on Apple TV Plus. It came out last year or earlier this year. It's a killer. It's a book adaptation, obviously, done by Reese Witherspoon. So it's very like Little Fires Everywhere. Very like,
yeah.
What's the other one?
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies. Yeah, thanks. So like Reese Witherspoon took it over. And I was just like the whole time, this is going to sound terrible, but all I could picture was Jennifer Garner in the Capital One commercials. And she's like, do you want cash back on your Capital One Venture card?
Yes.
And so it was like really hard to watch this like super thrilling dark drama and then see Jennifer Garner. Like, I have a really hard time of seeing her in character. She's kind of like a Nicole Kidman to me. Like, I don't see a character. I see her. So then I finished it, 7 episodes. It's pretty good. The girl, there's some good young characters. So, you know, Chimney's brother from 911.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's in it. Yeah. So he's in it. It's got a really good cast. Aisha Tyler, who I've met, by the way. She was on Friends. She's a comedian. Do you know who she is? She was Ross's love interest.
Yeah. I know who she is.
So she's in there. Like, it's a really good cast. So then I was like reading up and I was like, okay, you know me, I need to deep dive and get some more information. So I was trying to get some more information. And guess who was originally cast?
Who?
Julia Roberts.
What?
And now I'm furious because that probably would have been incredible.
Oh my goodness. I wonder why she didn't do it.
Scheduling conflicts and she dropped out and then they tapped Jennifer Garner. I mean, Jennifer Garner was fine. She just like wasn't as believable. My only thing that I would say is I think there's probably like 10 years difference between Julia Roberts and Jennifer Garner. And I don't know how that 10 years would have played into the storyline. Because there was like some like naivety about Jennifer Garner that I don't know that I would have seen in Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really good. I mean, if you have Apple TV, you should definitely check it out.
I do have that. Maybe I'll take a look at it.
I mean, you know me. I love a thriller. I love kind of like a whodunit kind of situation or the whys of it all. But yeah, it was really, really good. And then last night, I just happened to catch The Masked Singer, and your girl, Luann, Countess Luann de Lesseps, was on there. And just she's saying, not shocking. First of all, she was a hibiscus flower, and she was about 7 feet tall. And we know, like, Nick Cannon's, I think, like 5'10 or something. So she just, like, towered over Nick Cannon. And then the second she opened her mouth, Jenny McCarthy was like, that is Countess Luann de Lesseps.
Oh God. Don't they give them like a voice disguiser?
Not when they sing, only when they talk.
Got it. Okay.
It takes me back to my favorite line of ever from Roni, was when Heather said, I heard two male voices and one of them was Luann's.
Correct.
So I caught that. I caught a little of the Dancing with the Stars. Ariana did great. I'm definitely all over the place for sure. And then just some BravoCon stuff. I tried to watch some of the live panels and it was like not interesting to me at all. But I caught the Shade Assassins last night.
Oh, that was so
Why
good.
Was Psy there?
I'm not sure, because she's not a Shade Assassin.
No.
Maybe because she was the only one from Roni around.
But, like, don't have her there then.
Right. I mean, you know, I guess they were trying to get somebody.
I guess I'm torn, because, like, I mean, Garcelle's shady, but I don't think that she's an assassin.
No. They should have had Lala from Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah. She'll cut you.
Yeah. It should have been her instead of Psy, for sure. I don't know.
They didn't even ask Psy any questions. Lisa Milan ended Sheree in one line.
Oh, so good. So good.
You know what I don't like about Sheree? I wish Sheree would have taken that and been like, you got me, girl. Good one. Da-da-da-da-da. And like...
Oh, no.
No, she now she's posting it. Like price tags and receipt. Like, girl, bye.
Is she posting the price tags that were on the back of Kenny's outfit?
Uh huh. No, of the Alexander McQueen.
No, no. I was talking
she's
about the
posting
price tags.
The dress. Well, and then she posted the dress and it had a sale price on it. And they're like, girl, why'd you post the sale price? You should have just cut that part out. And she's like, I bought it full price. I'm like, girl, bye. No, like, it was funny shade. Like, it wasn't I don't know. I don't think it was personal by any means.
No.
And then Karen tried to come to her defense and it didn't really work at all. But did you hear when he said someone from Dubai shaded Atlanta last season? Who was it? Probably Chanel Ayan. She mean.
Either her or what's the other ones? Not least, maybe Brooks. No, I don't remember that either.
He goes, that's the second year in a row that a Dubai castmate has ended an Atlanta castmate. I don't know. But we can just jump directly into our hot topics. We'll talk about BravoCon. The biggest piece of news for me is the VPR. It wasn't even a trailer. It was just a intro teaser. And it was fantastic.
I think the music got me. Like, I didn't even need anything else.
It keeps playing and I'm like, let it roll. I'm like, I'm not fast forwarding through this commercial. Let it play.
No,
it's good.
Like, something about it, it's like this ominous music of like, shit, what's coming?
Well, and it was funny because I saw the cast and I was like, why are they doing this? And they shattered the glass. I was like, okay, I see you. So we'll have VPR in like less than 2 months, which is crazy. I can't. That's wild.
I actually need it today.
Yeah. Avery Singer attended without Ramona. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I think she felt like, I already got this ticket. I already paid this money. And I didn't say anything. I wasn't supposed to. So I'm going.
Well, I think that like with her company, Batch Boss or whatever, she's been doing some promo stuff for NBC Universal, obviously. She's been hosting some parties. And I bet you she probably paid for the booth. But, like, I can't imagine that every single interaction was like, where's your mom?
I mean, that takes balls or guts to show up, because people probably said a lot of crazy things to her.
Oh, yeah. This fan base is wild. Speaking of which, total side note, did you see the girl who tried to call out Candace's marriage?
No.
So she stood up and she was like, Candace, if you could have Monique back on the show, what would you have? Or would you have her back? And Candace is like... I think whatever, I don't think she's currently has the qualifications to come back because, you know, she doesn't have a man. And the girl tried to go back and she was like, how long will you have yours? But Candace didn't hear her apparently. And everyone's like, oh my God, Candace would have ended this poor woman. Like, you are so lucky she didn't hear you. And I think Bravo's lucky she didn't hear her, because Bravo would have had like severe issues with whatever Candace would have said to this woman.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, why do you pay that amount of money to stand up and look like an asshole?
I mean, isn't there something like, okay, so you're telling me if you were in the audience, they picked you to say a question and Angie was there, you wouldn't say whatever the hell you wanted to say?
No, because I wouldn't pay $2,000 to go there and make an ass of myself. I do
but
that
it's not so much making
free at home.
It is your opinion and you want to ask a question.
No, and you could tell like there was a producer right there who was like, no, like you can't ask that. Some guy got up and he was like, Garcelle, about race. And the producer was like, no. And he goes, no, it's good. I promise. It's promise. I good. It's good. Give me a minute.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
I don't know.
I saw a couple of different ones. Like the one I loved was the woman who was like, Louis, in 10 words and only 10 words, what is your, what do you what do? Do? What do is your job? I was dying. I was like, thank God somebody's asking the right questions because yeah. Teresa sure ain't.
Andy did say in an Ask Andy that there is, he thinks there's a growth opportunity from Atlanta, not a reboot.
Okay.
You know what's funny? I don't know if you noticed this. I saw Candy the first night in like that pink Fendi dress or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw her like on Sunday, but like I barely saw her.
Well, she certainly wasn't coming to anything else that Phaedra was attending. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that
like,
was
I mean, Kenya was sitting next to Andy at the Shade Assassins. Kenya obviously went viral with the Usher thing. No Drew in sight.
Yeah. Yeah,
what do you think happened?
I mean, I don't know what happened. Maybe she had some sort of conflicts, but I would say probably she's just going through a lot and maybe this is just was not the time for her to come out, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because you would think if you're trying to keep your job, yeah, you might want to.
She was, you're right. She was at Tamar Braxton's show, but that was like the 29th or the 30th or something. So that, I mean, you could have made it to Vegas. I don't know.
Well, like Jenna Lyons did not come.
I mean, did we think she was going to?
I would have. I wanted her to.
She made a bitchy comment about, oh, I was busy twiddling my thumbs. I couldn't attend.
Yes.
Because I know Jessel and her went to the Diwali.
Yes.
New Year, like the Indian New Year festival or whatever. But even Pavit and Jessel flew out that then Saturday morning.
Right.
Pavit, huge fan favorite, everybody. Not shocking.
Yeah. No, I mean. It was interesting to see that they weren't there.
Your man, Jeff Lewis, took a shot at Crystal.
He's a creep. I don't like Jeff Lewis.
He used to be funny. Here's the thing. We love a shady read, right? We are here for it. Lisa Milan saying McSheen, hilarious. It's not funny when you said, Jeff Lewis said, oh, I loved the first episode of Beverly Hills because Crystal didn't say a word.
Yeah, that's
like. Like, what? Why did you need to come for Crystal? So she decided to give an interview and they said, what do you think about Jeff Lewis? And she said, I don't know about Jeff Lewis. All I know is that he's a cocksucker.
Yeah. Good. Glad you know it.
But then people wanted to drag her. They're like, oh, that's a slur. She can't say that. He's a gay man. And I'm like, no. First of all, you asked for smoke and you got the fire. It's not my problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree.
And as a gay man, I'm not offended by the word cocksucker.
No. But also, like, I mean, there was things that he was saying that even Andy was like, these views are not the views of Andy Cohen and Bravo.
Yeah.
Because he was just on one about every single person whose name came up. It was like, what?
It's funny. You know what it's interesting that we're in this era, because we've talked about this before, but, you know, 5 years ago, Andy would not take a side. He would not say if he liked someone or didn't like someone. And he is full-fledged. I mean, he defended Monica. He defended Crystal. I mean, he full-fledged is taking sides.
Well, and I think that's fair in this situation, because if you're attacking Monica because she's poor and saying like she shouldn't be there because of these things, like that's not.
And let's not forget that we were following Jeff Lewis in 2008, 2009, when his real estate empire was decimated.
Yes. I mean, so, you know, everybody has their things. Gina, it doesn't have the most money. Like, they all bring something. So you can't do that.
Yeah. Funny thing about Lisa Milan and Monica, just because we're on the topic, they both avoided their casts.
Interesting.
Monica was apparently like nowhere near anybody on the cast, which is wild. We now know that Monica and Beauty Lab and Laser are suing each other, which is wild to me.
So crazy.
Lisa Milan, we heard she had a rough season. She was nowhere near, she never tagged Chanel Ayan, nowhere near anybody in that sense, which is wild. It looked like she had one scene with like Caroline Stanberry. By the way, her work is terrible. I cannot.
Yeah.
As somebody who loves injectables, let me tell you, I've praised Botox a lot. Her, she's got too much money to look that bad. Random couple alert, Gigi from Shaw's, which I don't know why the Shaw's were there, which is random, but whatever. Gigi from Shaw's is interested in Shep from Southern Charm.
Weird. I don't see it.
Shep to me is like a 48-year-old man who wakes up hungover every single day, doesn't have a real job, and just reeks of booze and like bourbon.
That's crazy.
And well, she's weird.
Yeah, I mean,
she also wants Brian Benny from Family Karma.
And then she made a comment like, "Oh, and if Mauricio they get a divorce and he's free, it's like, girl, hold on, slow down."
Yeah, I'm sure she does. They're worth $100 million.
Yes. Yeah, I think that Reza. And he does a lot of still things with like traders and stuff like that. And MJ has her podcast and all of her things. So, I mean, I guess, you know, people still want to see them, even though their show is not still on.
Well, I did shock the Family Karma people, but then the NBC exec said Family Karma is on pause. They're not canceled.
Right.
Maybe the same for Shaw's, but I don't, who knows?
Well, I think that they were trying to figure out a way to move on without Mike. And then, at that point, like MJ and Reza were shaky and it all just didn't make sense, but maybe they could find a way. I don't know.
I'm more annoyed that we didn't get to see the end of Mike and Paulina.
Well, you know why we didn't get to see the end of them.
We had to watch this tumultuous relationship, but we never got closure.
We didn't, but I mean, if he, you know, he almost went to jail. So,
two questions. Okay, I want your best dress and your worst dress. You don't have to like think too hard about it, but anyone that like kind of stood out to you, any outfit that like really caught your eye, Chanel Ayan obviously is absurd.
Oh my God. To me, that was the worst dress. That hat, that big like flying nun's hat she had on and the whole white ensemble. I was like, girl, just dress it down a little bit. Like, try. So yeah, she was wild to me. I liked Brynn obviously, with exception of her shoe slip up.
Icon. Moment. Brynn came down. So it was actually really cool how they did the escalator into like a live panel when you like entered, and Brynn was coming down and her white Louboutins went directly into, she could have lost a foot.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's dangerous.
The fact that she was able to get her feet out quickly and not of her shoe,
yeah,
is totally a big deal. So I thought she looked good. I mean, I didn't really see anybody that was like, ooh, that is awful. Like, I feel like they all, you know, for the most part, everybody looked pretty decent. The Vanderpump cast, with Ariana, looked fantastic every time I saw her, but some of the other ones' outfits were bizarre. Like their panel.
I don't get Katie's outfits at all.
I think she's just very emo and really tries that. But Ariana's, I was living for her outfits. She just looked phenomenal.
My worst dressed was Danielle Cabral. Did you see like the body, the jeweled bodysuit, and then the green dress with the pink boots?
I didn't see her much.
You didn't see the pink bodysuit? It looked like a Britney Spears 2004 tour reject costume.
Mm-mm.
She looked terrible.
No, I didn't see this.
My favorite dressed, I don't know. I mean, Lisa Vanderpump did not look great. That hat and that combo she was
rocking. That hat was weird.
Yeah. I mean, Brynn was cute. I don't think Brynn like went like out of the box by any means. Oh, what is your take on the pantless trend?
I think some people look cute in it and some people do not. It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
I obviously cannot do that, but like, I thought Aaron looked pretty good.
I thought Aaron looked better than Paige for sure.
Yeah. I think it was Aaron, a better look. Know, she carried the look. Yes.
So my fave, I think, was Emily Simpson looked incredible. She had this like houndstooth gold and black jumpsuit that was so hot. And then I think Monica Garcia looked fab. Did you see that silver skirt that one, with the white button down?
Yes, oh, she did. I think.
Wild.
I think it's because I didn't see her everyday looks, you know?
She had a red dress. She had a black dress. I mean, she looks good. She's lost some. She must be on Ozempic.
She jumped on the bandwagon.
I mean, she looks thin, but her glam was fire. She looked incredible. Now, my last question is, would you attend BravoCon after seeing everything you saw?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I think that I would be like very overwhelmed.
No, I mean, I feel like I would like to experience it at least once. I feel like following all the things, like trying to scramble and follow all the things, it's so much that it's like, God, I would just love to be there and take all of this in because it looks like so fun going to all the booths and seeing all the things they're selling and going to the panels. I don't think I'd wait in the long lines to like meet the people because that's probably not my thing, but just walking around and seeing it all, I would love to experience it.
I heard the longest line was the Roni panel. People could not wait to get in there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Did you hear the shortest line? I said Marlo.
Yeah.
La Archive.
I don't think, I don't think I'd jump in a line to meet Marlo either.
No.
I would think I would like to go and meet Heavenly so we could have a
laugh. Oh my God, I would be all over the moon. They could not get rid
of me. Hilarious.
I'm going to end on this note. Teddy Mellencamp was not invited. She bought a guest wristband and that's how she attended. All of her photos have her with the guest wristband on.
Yeah.
Well, I hate her. She's a terrible human. She had to apologize.
I just want to say, even though Greg runs our social media and posts all the things he hates about her, I do not hate her, everybody. Just so we're all on the same page.
Okay. I just don't understand. Like, she could just be quiet, but it's like she wants to cause chaos by commenting to stir up engagement, if you will.
I think she just hasn't come to the understanding that you have a podcast with someone who can be a pot stirrer and get away with it. And for some reason, you can't get away with it. So you can't do the same things Tamara does.
I mean, the cancer comment was like not funny. And it was like, and then you had to apologize for it. So now you look like a really big idiot. And then today or yesterday, she posts, oh, now that BravoCon's over, back to me posting about my cancer journey. I'm like, but you just mocked cancer 3 days ago.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. I understand. Like some people think, you know, they can do things that other people do and they cannot. And it does not land. But I'm just making it clear. I do not hate her. You hate her. I do not hate her. I don't really hate anybody.
Anything else on BravoCon?
Nope.
I mean, I'll die on that sword for us. If one of us has to do it, I will hate her for both of us.
I understand that you want to do that. I just wanted to also reflect my opinion that I
don't. No, totally. I just don't understand why she like needs to cause the chaos. That's all.
Well, you know, I get it. A lot of housewives have done so. Hers just doesn't seem to ever land properly.
No. Moving on from BravoCon, Rocky Barker has made his debut.
Welcome to the world, Rocky Barker.
What
good
number
luck.
Is this of grand?
Welcome to Hunger Games.
Yeah.
What, 13? 13 or 14, I think?
I don't know. I saw a clip of Chris being like, Kendall, when are you going to have kids? And Kendall's like, I'm just more traditional. Like, I want to have kids with one man. I was like, ooh, girl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's fair enough. She was saying, she's like, I want to take my time. I want it to be the right person. I want to get married. She's like, I'm loving my freedom. I'm loving this life. I could do what I want. I could travel. My job, you know, requires that. And I want to be able to model and go and do these shows and be in Milan today and Paris tomorrow. So good for her. She's only 28. Like,
I know.
No
it's just
pressure.
Funny. Like, I don't know why your mom.
Her mom needs to like chill out. Give
that's
her
the thing. She has so many grandkids. Why do you got to push Kendall?
Yeah, I mean, what Kim has 4, now Courtney has 4, Chloe has 2, Kylie has 2, Rob has 1. Like, it's okay, you're busy.
Well, I think she's pushing it because she knows, like, all the other ones are done. Rob could probably have another one, but...
Rob could. I mean, Kylie could if she wanted to. She could meet someone else and have a baby. She's still super young because she's, 26 or 27, so... She definitely could. I mean, it's safe to say the older 3 are done, I would hope.
Not Courtney. She's ready.
Courtney's like, let me see if I, well, after this one and having all these scares, she might, I mean, she's pushing it. We're the same age. 45 is not time to be having anymore.
No. Big news out of Atlanta with Croy and Kim, just Croy this time. The BMW dealership where he leased his Rolls Royce has decided that they are going to repossess the car because he will not respond to their requests. It's $5,000 a month or something, I read.
Oh my gosh.
For him to lease, $5,600 to lease a Rolls Royce, and now they're going to go take it from him because he refuses to pay or respond.
Just give it back and get a regular car like everybody else. What are you doing?
I just cannot with them. They are wild. And we are going to talk about, we already kind of talked about Lori Harvey. Her and Dameson split up after a year together. They did attend Odell Beckham's birthday after the split up. So it does seem like it's just friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. They arrived separate, but they're friendly. She pulled off the no pants look wonderfully.
Her body is banging.
Yeah. Yeah. She does a lot of Pilates and stuff. But
is that the trick? Okay.
I follow her. And she's always working out at the Pilates place. So I'm
step one, do Pilates.
Yeah. I think I should try it out. I don't know, but. Hey, it's good if you could do it amicably. I know that they're both focused on like their work and he's trying to be an up and coming actor, like higher on level where he's got to travel. Maybe she just wants a guy that can hang out around her all the time. I don't really know what she's looking for, but
it better not be Drake. That's all you care about.
Absolutely better not be. I think that it won't be because him and Future are friends and she's already done that. So maybe I'm safe.
You just added another name to her list. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Future. That was the thing.
I can't. I really didn't know about her until she started dating Michael B. Jordan. I knew that obviously Steve Harvey's her stepdad, but that's about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have Potomac premiere. We have Married to Medicine premiere. We're going to kind of touch on. There wasn't a lot. Like it was good. We'll talk about Sweet Tea. We've got Salt Lake City. Whoo, buckle up, everybody. I mean, you just cancel all the other shows. I don't need anything else, but just give me 3 nights of Salt Lake City.
I feel like after this, Salt Lake City, the city, should like have a disclaimer like, please, no, this is extremely, extremely rare for here. We don't behave this way.
Yeah.
Like, just know that.
And then we'll do some Beverly Hills and we'll just do a little bit of Miami. Again, we're going to, this will be our last, we'll kind of like just maybe if there's something good on Miami, we're not going to recap it. We never have recapped it. And so after today, unless something like groundbreaking happens, we're going to talk about Gertie's cancer. Obviously she's now cancer free, which is great. But yeah, Miami's just not, I don't know this, having that split up cast. We can just do it right now. The gay brunch was weird. You invited the only non-straight, you didn't invite the only straight non-straight person, which was weird, to a gay brunch. they're going through something weird. Clearly with the cast being so divided, Gertie's cancer, Larsa never takes responsibility for anything as we know. How would you approach the Gertie Larsa conversations?
I mean, I feel like in that moment, all she needed to do, like, I feel like it was already should have been done and dead in the water when it was addressed at the party, right? Like, hey, why'd you call me fake? Hey, this is how I felt. Okay, so I'm sorry you got upset. I'm sorry you felt that way. And that should have been it. I don't know why it's turned into the magnitude of what it is, but clearly Larsa always is like, just misses the mark where she digs in on something and then she just wants to sit there and act like she does nothing wrong. She said nothing. There was no reason for it. It's crazy. And honestly, if I was Gertie and what she's got going on, I would have been like, I don't even have time for this. I'm not doing it. If we're not going to just have lunch and like squash this, I'm out.
I mean, what's hard for me, first of all, Larsa, you can't tell somebody to sit down and be like, no crying. Like if she wants to cry, she's going to cry. Secondly, I feel like Gertie is sort of not, she's going through something and she's projecting that onto the issue. So like, I think you're right. It's better just like, hey, let's table this. Let's be amicable, but like I've got stuff going on. We'll talk about it at a later date, but now's not the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it and I agree. I just think that like, okay, she said you were fake. Like, she feels like you're fake. Okay, well, ask why. She told you, okay, it's not that serious. Like, move on. Although Larsa is just too much for me. So I can't, I'm not the best person, I guess, to ask, because she's just way too much. Like, you're at the, I'm throwing him a welcome home party because he went to Orlando for a couple of days.
For a week and a half.
Like, what are you doing?
I cannot.
Yeah.
Also, let me know when Adriana just hangs out with Emilio Estevez.
Right? She was like, is Gloria here? Gloria,
oh, yeah, she's over there. She saw you. I'm like, what the hell? How did we get here?
Telling me Gloria Estefan is in here and we're talking to you bitches?
Yeah.
Go find her.
I gotta go.
Oh, my
friends are here.
Yes. Like,
wild.
Rhythm is gonna get you. Now, that's the Miami song. Go talk to her. I don't want to hear fire.
Fire. Do you think that Todd actually told Adriana that him?
No. Absolutely not.
When she kept peddling the story, I was like, this story is getting more and more embellished every time she tells it.
He told me.
Let me tell you, nobody works harder on that cast than Adriana.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in 10 years, Brad Pitt and I will be living in Lenny and Lisa's old house.
Oh, my God. No.
Like, especially, what?
Like, I honestly, I've had a lot of friends tell me some very awful things. But when she said, when Gertie said I have cancer and she screamed bloody murder in the restaurant, I was like, what? Really?
It's like when Cynthia screamed when Kenya's dog died.
Yes.
Remember? She's like, ah!
Yes. Like, I don't, I just can't with these women. They're so
also
extra.
In 10 years, she's going to be 70.
Yes.
He looks great.
Yeah.
Can I look like that at 60?
I mean, you got to call her doctor and find out.
I mean, her doctor was Lenny for a hot minute.
Yeah. Sing. Then you'll be singing 70, singing fire everywhere.
Fire. With Brad Pitt. Why Brad Pitt?
Yeah, it ain't happening. Brad Pitt is not going to live with you in Lisa's old house.
No, ma'am. Okay, so we got our Potomac premiere. What were your thoughts?
It felt slow to start. It just was kind of like, oh, here we are back with this shit again. Fucking Juan Dixon and Robin back to their old shenanigans. Everybody else is, it just was kind of like, eh, nothing was really like, okay, this season's gonna be good. Like, I didn't have that moment in it.
No, I mean, production working overtime to drag Robin and Juan, obviously,
clearly.
I mean, I just didn't need 11 minutes of lies.
No.
First of all, Juan, no one has ever called you a nice guy.
No. I mean, he seems
a nice guy. I'm in trouble for being a nice guy. I went to the hotel. I paid for her hotel room. Sir. Now, sir. And the laundromat and the nail salon. What would you do if you were in Robin's shoes?
Oh, I would have been gone. I'm not going to believe. I'm just a nice guy. And I saw somebody and, you know, no.
She DM'd me on Instagram and we met at a hotel and she didn't have her card, so I paid her a hotel room.
So the first question is, you mean to tell me this woman was stranded somewhere and thought, let me just go on Instagram and see what man looks nice enough on here that would help me and give me some money?
No, like, they were chatting. She said, I'm in Canada. I'd love to come. I'm going to be in the area. I'd love to visit. He said, come on down. And then supposedly she got to the hotel and lost her credit card. And so he drove over there to pay for the hotel because he felt bad that she had come all this way. But just the Instagramming was inappropriate.
Yes.
So tell me, first of all, we know he's confirmed that he has cheated in the past. Right. So if that is the label that you have assumed based on your 7 previous seasons on this show, why would you put yourself in these situations continuously where it looks like you could be cheating?
Correct. Because she falls for it. So that's
and
why.
And then you DM with this woman who I'm imagining it probably wasn't that PG rated on the DMs. She comes to visit and then you're like, oh no, I can't do this now. I was just a big talk on the DMs. Like, no, sir.
That's not what happened, sir.
And, like, I feel like Robin's not being honest because I think she knows the truth.
Of course she does.
And she's never going to leave him. We're aware of this. But we all just want her to be like, I'm a badass bitch. I don't need this man. And you're setting a horrible precedence for your young children, your young boys who are going to grow up like this. And yeah. Like, I can kind of do whatever I want. And just, you know, she ain't going to go nowhere.
Well, also, he's not going to stop doing it because you keep believing him and going, oh, okay. No, just none of it is.
When was the last time your man did laundry with someone and then got a pedicure?
Never, because he would die.
He would not make it. Not your man Drake.
Oh, no, he could just do whatever, but I can't. I just can't. Yeah, it was silly that it was like, do we just spend 20 minutes on this? Like, somebody believe this?
Uh-huh. Sure did. Mm-hmm. We check in with Ashley in her new house, $2.2 million. Michael is on the mortgage, but she says it's just me in the house until the camera pans to her full-time nanny.
Yeah. Well, no, girl, you're not doing this on your own. And also, I get it. He helped you buy the house, so you put him on there. But that now means he has a say-so about your house.
He's only been upstairs like 4 times, Demetria.
Oh, gee. Thank God, only 4.
They did go on vacation together. And the reason why she's not getting divorced right away is because she still needs his finances, obviously.
Well, I'm glad you can admit that.
Giselle introduces us to Jason. Okay, I'm not a parent.
Okay.
I am not a parent. However, I don't know if I would have sex with somebody who is 16 years younger, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then introduce them to my daughter, who is the same age as the years that we are apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would Jake have done if you were like, hey, let's have breakfast with this dude I just had sex with all night?
I mean, I don't think they think about that part. I think that they're more so like, who are you and why are you here? But it seems like he has been there often because he was like, remember last time we made this and you helped me? And she was like, yeah, that was fun. So I think he's established himself like he's around a lot. I mean, I feel like it's not fair for me to judge her for that only because I have dated. I mean, my husband was a lot older than I was. We were 11 years apart. So I think that it happens and it's just always a little stranger for some reason when a woman does it. But I also believe in not having men around my kids unless I know we're going to be serious. And yeah. I don't know if they're going to be serious. I mean, they're seeing each other pretty seriously. It seems like it's been going on for a while, but I haven't heard either of them say that they're like boyfriend and girlfriend.
No.
So it's kind of a tricky one.
I'm almost positive on Summer House, there was like a pregnancy scare involving him.
Oh.
From like the prior Winter House or something. I'll have to fact check that. But
God, I hope not with her. She's a little too old to get pregnant.
No, it wasn't Giselle. No, this was like 2 years ago. But like that's the thing. Like he's out. He's in New York. You think he's just sitting around in New York, like waiting, like, oh, I can't wait to go to DC to get my dick sucked.
Well, I mean, she said like they go pretty frequently. She goes there and he goes there, but I don't know. Mm. Again, I don't know what she's got going on. I'm gonna need the receipts
on that one.
I'm not sure what she has happening.
Mia.
He looks like he is not doing well health-wise, and she is just as awful as ever.
No matter what happens, I'm gonna rise up from this. I don't.
Okay, girl. Good luck.
I mean, this is bad.
And by rise up, she means meet another man with some money.
Also, that was not a moving truck. They had hooked that U-Haul to the back of someone's car.
Oh, yes.
Like, they are in dire straits.
Yeah. And even still, their apartment looks nice.
Well, that wasn't the penthouse they were living in. It looks like similar.
You're not slumming it by any means.
1,500 square feet, girl.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
They have 3 kids.
I know.
I cannot. She's not drinking. Oops, wait, just kidding. She's only drinking wine.
Okay.
Okay, girl. Gordon was voted out by his brothers. I didn't know it was his brothers. I thought it was like a company thing, but
I knew it was a family business.
Got it.
I just didn't know what the family dynamic was, but I remember her saying it was a fake family.
Well, she obviously lost her. I wonder if they were both taking a salary. If he was taking a CEO salary, she was taking a marketing salary.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that the well has run dry, as they say.
Well, you better try to get another marketing director job somewhere.
We check in with Candace. they don't, Chris seems a little detached.
Yeah. And maybe he was detached because he was staring at that weird headband the whole time.
I don't know. It just seems like her career is kind of taken front and center. It doesn't really seem like he's involved. Like, he used to manage her, as we know.
Yeah.
He's not really involved in that side of things anymore. It seemed like she was like filling him in on budgets and stuff like that, that he had no idea about. Is she using their communal money for that?
Maybe. I mean, I would assume so.
I don't know.
If they're married, what's mine's yours.
Yeah. And then we wrap up with Giselle calls a sit down. I like that she only did it with Ashley and Charisse. The three of them have been through similar situations, which makes sense, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Robin says she's lost her joy and the world is against her and they want her to leave. And like, Charisse was like, no, I'm just trying to tell you like how, what we went through and like how we can support you. And like, I don't know. It's not going to happen. Robin is going to stick by Juan no matter. Like, I don't know anything that will make her, unless someone gets pregnant, unless he knocks up somebody at the laundromat.
Oh my God. That's very possible.
If, I don't know. Like, wouldn't you just, this might be weird and feel free to correct me, but like, what if, why would you go to a laundromat? Why wouldn't you be like, oh, why don't you just bring your stuff to my house real quick and we'll just do a load of laundry?
I didn't know it was, I don't know what the circumstances was. Like,
they were doing laundry at a laundromat.
Well, I knew that part for, was for the team or from one for the teams or something like that. But
there's no laundry on Coppin State. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe they needed to do like multiple loads at one time, but still.
Oh, I'm sure she got multiple loads.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't know. I mean, it all sounds really, really weird. And if it's not, and it actually is true, then. My bad, Juan, but it just sounds very strange.
Yeah. Anything else on Potomac?
No.
Okay, let's do a quick Married to Medicine. Phaedra is back. Is that the vault or was that the archive?
That was her. That was the vault, and that was quite something.
My new favorite Phaedra quote of all time. She just said this. She said, if you're not making money while you sleep, you're going to be working for the rest of your life, honey. She ain't wrong.
Nope.
Update, she's no longer with that doctor.
Oh.
So they just use this to get her on the show, I guess? How did they, what?
Yeah, I mean, she can't stay on the show if they're not together anymore. Although, it wasn't like we could see his face or anything, so it really didn't matter.
Also, I'm sure, I thought Sweet Tea, I cannot with the Sweet Tea.
God.
I didn't realize that she's a full-time cast member.
I didn't either, but I'm still trying to figure out why.
The Alicia girl is a friend of.
Oh, well, she's really annoying. And
she was also born in 1991.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
She's like 12 years old. Simone and Cecil are not. They've scrapped the book. Here's why I'm mad.
After all that.
All we heard about.
After all that mess here. Now you're going to say.
Someone call Omarosa. Omarosa, scrap the book.
She probably knows. She's probably knows all about it.
I mean, that was their whole storyline last season.
Yeah.
Remember when they were calling dinners to get everyone together to bring them together about the book?
Girl. All the gatherings were surrounding the book.
Heavenly came to play. I mean, she from 4 minutes in, she was popping off at Toya. I mean, she came to slay. I mean, she's here. All cylinders. Heavenly is just get, you know who she should do? She should replace Wendy Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Let her go read people on National Television.
She would get in so much trouble with just the first episode that it would never continue. She would say the craziest wrong things.
Quad let us all know that they said her name 54 times in this first episode.
Well, she ain't wrong.
I mean, it is extremely shady. I'm interested to see how this plays out of how they brought on Sweet Tea and Dr. G if Quad was in. Because we know Quad didn't really sign. Remember, didn't she sign late or something?
I felt like she did.
Yeah, I thought she was like kind of holding out. I just like, how do you bring on her ex-husband? It sounds like they're all in better places, maybe. Not Sweet Tea. She's a twin, which really confuses me because now there's double of her, which is no one ever needs that.
No.
When Phaedra's like, what's with her ass? Like, what are they, is that how they do it in Texas? Like,
oh
is,
my God.
There's nothing there.
Phaedra's
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say Phaedra's good for the shade. That is one thing.
I mean, if Phaedra and Heavenly are ever on opposite sides, I don't know what we're going to do. Because they're just going to like annihilate each other until it explodes.
That is like a dream. Because that would be like a shade-a-thon.
Yeah. Sweet Tea says she's here for the... What's the best part about being engaged? She said, full access to the bank account.
I could not believe those words came out of her mouth. I was like,
all gagged.
Dumbfounded is all I got.
We got a preview for the next... First of all, I do love, like, where's Quad flying all over the country looking for a man? And she was at home combing her wigs.
Yeah.
And I love that she was like, oh, this one, she's being feisty today. I'm going to put her back.
Yeah, sometimes they don't cooperate.
I love me some Quad. Miss Quad. We get a preview of what's to come, and they're going to get married in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't
know. What's going on here? How old? He's got to be 50.
Yeah, something is not right. Well, I mean, I guess he's hurrying because they want to have children, but.
Oh, the house looks so good. It's just less purple. Oh, yeah, this is my Texas style. I'm like, that is not Texas style.
No, that is not.
Wild. Anything else on Married to Medicine?
Nope, it looks good. I'm so glad it's back.
We're going to make more time for it next week, so we will kind of like carve out how we approach this. But for this one, we'll just skate on by.
Yes.
Okay. Here we are. We've arrived. SLC. I will be the first to say I had no idea how season 4 was going to go. No Jen Shah, Mary Cosby coming back. No one really friends with each other. And this might be the best Housewives season we've had in a very long time.
It is pretty good. It's hilarious.
And I mean, I'm jumping ahead, but I love nothing more than a whisper fight.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, you're in, I don't know. I'm like, okay, I get that we're at a sound bath, but like, let's just get the fighting on.
And also, you're not whispering quite enough. Everyone can hear you.
Correct. Why does a 13-year-old need a golf cart?
I was trying to understand that. I was like, okay, is the school like right by there where you take a golf cart to go get, like, what is going on?
What in the Mormon is going on here? Okay, so the golf cart, I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, why would you buy a 30? And I was like, maybe they like, here, this is yours. We'll drive you around in it. And then she said, no, this is really fantastic. She could pick up her brother from school. She could run some errands.
Pick up dinner.
I was
if
like,
it's snowing, you're going to drive around town in this golf cart in the snow?
I'm sorry. What 13-year-old runs carpool in a golf cart?
Yeah, I was so confused. Like, is this a joke? Or
I've never been
serious?
To Utah, but apparently anything goes.
I thought it was a joke, and I was so confused until she gave it to her, and she was so excited. I was like, well, she actually wanted this golf cart?
She's picking up the neighbor kids.
Like, oh, I didn't.
When she said pick her brother up from school, I spit out my drink. I was like, this and run errands. What 13-year-old is going to drive solo on city streets with dry cleaning hanging out the back of the fucking golf cart?
Apparently, Whitney's daughter is.
Bobby is. I cannot.
Ugh. Yeah, crazy.
I'm literally crying right now.
I was like, is this a joke?
Like I got the dog from the groomer. I got the dry cleaning. I got the oil change.
Meanwhile, it's like 8 inches of snow out. How does that work?
Oh, I cannot. You have to be 16 to drive a golf cart on city streets, everybody. I don't know why. Oh. As far as I know nothing about Utah laws. However,
well, I thought it was like maybe they live in like a community where you could ride around or something.
Yeah. Bobby Marie or whatever. No, she's picking her kid up, her brother up from school.
Oh my God.
Does it have a horn? Does she like honk honk? Get in, Brooks. We gotta go.
Like, do you know how chaotic a carpool line is? It's a nightmare.
13-year-old Bobby with her freshly done eyebrows rolling up in a golf cart.
I was like, this is a carpool is nothing to joke about. It's serious.
I mean, if anybody out there has photos of Bobby at carpool, let us know. I will pay good money. But the errands. Oh, she didn't run my errands. Like, what? No, no, ma'am. This was good. This was good from Heather. Lisa being a true Mormon is like a fake Chanel bag. It's just not real. Which, I mean, we've talked about this. We're not going to get into it again. But, like, I don't know why Lisa can't just say, like, hey, like, Jack and I have different, like... Like Lisa's 2.0, like
yeah.
Him going on this is not 2.0. That's all.
No.
That's all we're saying.
Yes.
I just.
That makes brunch, sense.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like a party brunch. It was like three couples sitting down to brunch, whatever.
Yeah.
We get to Bobby's party where she received said golf cart. Meredith was there for 3.5 seconds, I think.
It looks like a fun party.
Yeah, it did. Whitney tells Heather all the Monica stuff from Lisa. So Lisa tells Whitney, Whitney tells Heather, Heather tells Monica, Monica confronts Lisa. I mean, top tier production here, folks. Top tier.
The only thing missing was Mary M. Cosby, who was not allowed to come because she traumatized Whitney's kids the last time.
I do love that scene though.
Oh, that scene is great.
Did she live? No. I'm so happy to be here.
So flying out.
Yeah.
Oh, and their kids' faces were like, what?
Heather finally says it to Lisa. She says, you are the least Mormon I know. Which is like, it's true.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. She dresses pretty, you know, she shows a lot of skin. She's not like scantily clad, but
yeah.
She shows a lot of skin. You know, she sells tequila. She drinks tequila. I mean, her lifestyle.
Caffeine. You can't have caffeine. Also, you can't have, yeah, that, alcohol.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many things that it's like, that's all she's trying to say.
Yeah. We get to Whitney's jewelry party. Lisa is bothered, to say the least.
I was annoyed at how bothered she was. Like, she was looking.
Monica is living rent-free in her head.
Yeah. She was looking for a fight. Like, she came in there hot and ready to go.
And I love that Monica like grabbed a Dr. Pepper like she wasn't going to drink. She was just going to like, Monica looked great in that black dress too.
Yeah, she was just there like, I'm going to look at some stuff and drink some soda. What's your problem?
The worst quote was, no one wants to be her mother. I mean.
Awful thing to say to someone.
Well, and you can't discount her feelings in a prior scene and say, oh, her abuse and her abandonment is not no one else's problem, da, 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 and then use it against her.
No. That's and also, you weren't there. You didn't experience her childhood. Like, who are you to say that didn't happen? That's one thing. Like, you probably should not bring that up.
I mean, they were going at it. Angie seemed to really enjoy it, if I'm being honest.
Of course.
She was giggling. She was
in the middle for one time. It's not about her. So she's all about it.
Monica did say, you're old. And Lisa, that pissed her off.
Oh, yeah.
Angie's older. Meredith's older. They're older than me. And Monica responded with, you wear it. I was dying.
Yes. No, Monica's good at, she knows what she's doing here.
I mean, Monica came ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to.
And Lisa was not ready. And I think Lisa, here's the thing. You could see Lisa like, Whitney, she did it. Angie, are you on my side? And like, Monica didn't say one word. Monica's like, leave Angie out of it. Let's go, girl. What you got?
Yeah. And she's like, Angie, that's not what you said. That's not what you said. It's like, well, clearly she doesn't feel that way anymore. So chill out.
Well, and my problem is that you're fighting with Monica about things she said about other people. Why don't you worry about what she said about you or that? Like, move on from that.
Well, that, yes.
Angie's moved on. Angie's standing here, and yet you're in a fight with her about what she said about Angie when Angie doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Monica said, Lisa's just like a tramp stamp, always popping out looking for attention. That was good. I'll give her that one. Can we name this Tramp Stamp? Do we have an episode named Tramp Stamp?
I don't think so. Go for it.
I don't think so. Yeah. We'll do Tramp Stamp. Or maybe golf cart. But the golf cart, we need more context, I think.
Yes.
This whisper fight, Whitney was over it. Whitney called out Lisa Barlow. I mean, they were like, you're my favorite. It was almost like an ASMR
Yes.
But it was so good. I'm Team Monica. If she's not first chair at the reunion, I don't know who will be. I mean, she needs to be sitting right there next to Andy. It sounds like from BravoCon, Andy's kind of on her side, which is, or he's a fan of her or her casting. He said she's some of the best casting they've had in a while. And I agree. I mean, she's got her mom issues. She's got friend issues. I think the detriment to her is that no one is on her side, unfortunately. Right. She's going to need to mend that with Angie. She's going to need, I mean, she should want someone like Maryam Cosby on her side is what I would do.
Well, so far they're all right. But
they're all right. Yeah. But Mary doesn't like anybody. So
no.
What are you going to do? No. Side note, I don't know if you saw this. It just popped up on my Twitter today. There's a lot of old Instagram posts of Mary's son and a ton of drugs.
Oh, no, that's not good.
I'll have to send it to you, like pills and weed and like some crazy shit. So if you're on Twitter, you can find that. I haven't seen it on Instagram yet. I don't know if we will. But yeah, that's pretty wild. So I don't know how that's going to work. Hopefully Mary shows this reunion. I'm intrigued. The season is fantastic. We haven't even got to the trip yet, which is when all of this comes out. We'd mentioned it earlier about the lawsuits between Beauty Lab and Monica, but those were in August of this year. So I don't think those can be what Heather finds out. I think Heather finds out that Monica was a federal witness.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's, oh, wow, assumption. Everything, she's a liar. Everything she's told us, you know, why wouldn't she tell us that? I don't know. But yeah, top tier television. They are just killing it over on SLC. Anything else?
No.
Okay. I was not feeling Beverly Hills this week.
Yeah, it definitely was kind of like wah wah. I mean,
it felt choppy. You know. I mean, we're still getting the opulence. Crystal's bought herself a $6,000 purse for her birthday.
Why not?
Garcelle, my favorite quote from Garcelle was, I don't want to eat. I want to meet men. I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, but you got to eat first, girl.
That I will say that Sutton dating roundtable at lunch was hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
Also, stop giving Kyle your phone. If someone did that on my phone and FaceTime a man, let me tell you what would happen. It would not go over well with me. I also would not hand my phone to anybody first.
No.
Everyone brought glam but Kyle and Dorit.
That was surprising that Dorit didn't. Kyle, like, okay, but Dorit?
They were doing each other's glam. It felt so poor. What's happening here?
Like, do you like the height? I don't see any height. Oh, yeah, okay.
You
like,
know you're in trouble if Crystal brings glam and you don't.
Yeah, but also it's Crystal's birthday, so she needs to, she's the only one that needs the glam.
We go to Magic Mike. Sutton has a meltdown. I want to defend Sutton. I really, really do, but I just cannot do it.
No, there is no defense.
I mean, I will say, I think that if I had been picked on earlier in the day at like she was, I could see that funneling over into my night because I would react that way. However, I would just remove myself from the situation. I wouldn't cause a scene and stand up.
The two didn't relate though. One is not related to the other. They were on you about why you don't get a second date. You were all about going to this. You had your dollar bills, which meant you were ready to be like handing out ones and making it rain. Then you get there, you make a comment that you wore pants for nothing because you didn't get picked to go up there. And then you're so offended by what Erica's doing that has nothing to do with you that you leave.
Yeah.
It just was weird.
I don't know. She's carrying that Ocean Spray grapefruit juice in her purse though.
Oh, watch girl. Out. They have that at the end.
We get to dinner. They talk about sex and compliments and toys and nipples, and I'm like, wait a minute, you were just offended,
right? It's there. Confusing.
The morning, no one's really hungover. Kyle goes to the gym with her Birkin. I have questions.
Yeah, you don't have to take your purse to the gym. Maybe she wanted to stop and pick something up on the way. I don't know.
Also, I'm not going to share a room with you if you're setting an alarm for 5 a.m. to go work out.
No,
in Vegas of all places. You know what, though? No. Now with BravoCon and this episode, I might need a Vegas trip.
I love Vegas so much. I will go anytime. All you have to do is tell me and I go.
Let's go.
I just love it.
We wrap up with Garcelle saying that she's uncomfortable talking about her kids around this group because of last season. Mm. I don't think you're going to like what I'm about to say, but I don't think Oliver should be included in that.
I don't think that he should. I mean, he's an adult, A.
But like the divorce stuff, like she seemed like that was part of it where like she didn't really want to include Oliver in this. But I'm like, he's an adult making his own choice. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, all Erica said was she wanted to have sex with him.
Yeah. Who I understand doesn't? Sheltering, especially her and Jax are like having it out a little bit right now. So I understand sheltering that side of things.
Yeah.
Dorit seemed very bothered by that conversation.
I mean, I would, because what you're saying is like, I'm not a safe space when it comes to your children.
Yeah.
And so if we've moved past this, I've apologized. I've explained my feelings. This happened last year. Like, we're now moving forward. I mean,
that scene was pretty bad.
No, absolutely.
Of the couples laughing.
Absolutely. And that's PK's way. And I understand, but she apologized multiple times. Like, what does that mean? Why do you feel then that you saying you're going to go spend time with your son and he's doing well is not a safe space to share?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just kind of felt like a little extra, but that's, I mean, hey, you can't really take how people feel when it comes to their kids.
No, for sure. I get that. Question. I don't know if you noticed this. So you notice like when Luann's not drinking and they're always like, oh, this is non-alcoholic. This is non-alcoholic. They don't like Kyle had a glass of champagne. It must've been non-alcoholic, obviously. But they don't like do the same thing with Kyle.
Maybe because Luann had like an issue.
Yeah, well, obviously.
So they have to make that clear. Like,
before or after she assaulted the police officer in Palm Beach.
Just in case her probation officer is watching, this is non-alcoholic.
Yeah, it just seems like it's very funny to me how they like announce it for other sober people on the shows, but Kyle is just like cheersing with a glass of champagne, but it's like they don't address it. It's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that is a wrap on episode 160. I'll call it Tramp Stamp. Let us know what you're watching. You know I love a binge, so anything you're watching. I haven't watched Big Brother in the last week. It's over, thank God. Worst season I've seen in a very long time, which is sad to say. But yeah, let us know what you're watching. I'm going to jump back into probably like Apple TV because I'm paying, I think, $14 or whatever. It's expensive. It's too expensive.
It is. I pay for it and I never watch it.
I know, you should look on there. They have some movies and stuff too, but nothing that I'm really like that interested in. But like us, rate us, follow us as always. Again, I am blowing up Twitter. It's kind of like my space. What I'm doing is when I'm taking notes for the shows and on Twitter, so I'm kind of like cross-posting in that sense. Doing more like little stuff on Instagram. But like us, rate us, follow us as always. Anything you're watching, let us know. And we always appreciate y'all.
Yes, very much. So everybody have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you back next week.
Bye.
Bye.